Chapter 11. An Ordinary Little Man. Suddenly, Toto started to bark at a curtain in the corner of the room. He pulled the curtain with his teeth, and it fell. Behind it, there was a little man with a microphone. He didn't see them, but they saw him.
Of course I can use my magic. I'm a great wizard,
the little man shouted into the microphone. The Wizard of Oz was just an ordinary little old man.
Hey, we can see you. You're not really a wizard,
Dorothy said angrily. The little man turned and saw Dorothy and her friends. He was very surprised.
I'm sorry,
he said.
But it's true. I'm not really a wizard.
Why did you lie to us?
Asked the lion.
You're a fraud.
I don't know,
said the wizard.
People asked me for help and I gave them good ideas. They called me a wonderful wizard and I liked it. It made me feel powerful. I'm sorry I can't help you.
The four friends were furious.
Now I'll never go home,
Dorothy cried.
And I'll never have a heart,
said the Tin Man sadly.
I'll never have courage,
said the lion.
And I'll never have a brain,
said the Scarecrow. The four friends left the Emerald City. They were very sad, and Dorothy started to cry. Suddenly, Glinda, the Good Witch of the North, appeared. Glinda smiled kindly and said to the four friends,
"Don't be sad. You don't really need a wizard to get your wishes. You solved your problems on your journey to the Emerald City."
"I don't understand,"
said Dorothy.
"You, Lion, are not a coward. You protected your friends many times on the way,"
explained Glinda.
"You, Clever Scarecrow, used your brain to solve your friends' problems. And you, Tin Man, you showed more heart than everybody."
The Lion, Scarecrow and Tin Man smiled. Glinda was right. They were brave, clever and kind already. This made them very happy.
"Now that the wicked witches of the East and West are dead, we need new rulers here. Kind, intelligent rulers,"
Glinda declared.
"Tin Man, Scarecrow, will you be our rulers?"